eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They just win.
Yes.
I mean, they
we're not lucky, Joe. We make our own luck.
They're a little lucky.
Okay,
little
good
lucky.
Teams get a little lucky,
I know.
But you make that luck for yourself.
I agree.
You put yourself in positions to win. The coaches and the players, we all pulled together when it was all said and done. You know, we ran the ball 32 times yesterday for 185 yards. Everyone seems to think it's so mystical. Like, oh, how did they manage to do this? The Bills were so much better than they were. Look at the numbers. Look at the stats. Well, when you run the ball 32 times for 185 yards and you have a plan and you have a quarterback who is as timely and understands how to get it done the way Jalen does, it works. And it doesn't hurt that you averaged 5.8 yards per carry.
No.
That's a great sign, too. But I just love the way the game together. The way the game came together. Sirianni, a maestro conducting up there. The masterpiece. That's what we're getting accustomed to.
Well, I agree with that. And look, he's a great game manager. He is. I mean, he really is. Look, we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. Go ahead, John.
The way that game transpired, the way it all unfolded, it couldn't have been more perfect. You know, in my notes that I'm frantically trying to type while watching overtime there, I'm thinking, this is over. I love this situation that we get to see our offense in an overtime. You've got to go score a touchdown or you lose.
Yep.
Situation.
Well, you can do a field goal and then you tie
the Bills or whatever, send it to further overtime.
Which would not have been the worst outcome, by the way.
Okay.
I mean, I was prepared for that possibility.
Were you really?
Yeah, because a tie would have helped them for the one seed also. But to get the win and for Jalen across the threshold of you know, like a couple
of
thresholds
so
in recent weeks here.
The way that game transpired, the way that we needed a touchdown. Your overtime started, they went down there, they had some success. But our defense did enough.
Yeah.
We stopped them, held them to a field goal. Now it just came together perfectly. The situation, overtime. It's the final drive pretty much. You've got to score a touchdown. I felt certain that Jalen was going to take us down and score a touchdown. I can't imagine feeling doubt in that situation.
Well, there's so much to believe in with this team. Look, we want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. What stood out to you with the game? Obviously, what's now already been a three-week stretch. I mean, when you really review it and think about it, beating Dallas, beating Kansas City in Kansas City, which is just such an incredible accomplishment, and then beating the Bills yesterday on a day when Josh Allen really did a lot of great Josh Allen things. I mean, he was really, really impressive. Sirianni was kind of glowing about him after the game, rightfully so, because Josh Allen really almost beat the Eagles, but the Eagles still found a way to win. I'll say this right at the top here. I am as impressed with this Eagles team as I've been with any Philadelphia sports squad in the last 40 years. And I mean that. Do I think they're the best? No. I thought last year's Eagles team was the best team I'd seen in Philadelphia sports since I was really able to start tracking it. I mean, I was really young when the 83 Sixers were doing their thing. and I felt really confident last year's Eagles team was the best Philadelphia sports team since that squad. Now, that team last year didn't win at all, and this year's team hasn't obviously won at all yet. The game hasn't been played yet. I think this Eagles team is headed to the Super Bowl. Obviously, 08 Phils won it all. Obviously, 2017 Eagles won it all. But when I say I'm as impressed with this team, or more impressed, frankly, with this squad than any team in the last 40 years in Philly sports, I say that because of their resiliency. I've never seen anything like it. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it. I made the comparison probably a month ago to the 0-1 Sixers, who I thought was the most mentally tough, resilient team I had ever seen in my lifetime. I got to put them in the two-hole now. I do. And I say that in all due respect to Allen Iverson, Eric Snow, and George Lynch, and Larry Brown, all those dudes, because they were unbelievable. But they obviously weren't as skilled as – I mean, this team is a combination of skilled and mentally tough, unlike anything I've ever seen.
I've never heard of a team who gets outgained in four games in a row and still wins those four games against elite competition.
They don't panic.
No.
They do not panic.
We're historically stoic because our quarterback is historically stoic, and that comes with not panicking. We're historically awesome, and we'll continue to beat the best teams. We're actually getting better at beating the best teams right now because we're practicing doing it. We're practicing for postseason right now.
Yeah.
But I thought this was I thought these stats are incredible. Again, historically incredible. Nick Sirianni, third head coach in NFL history to guide his team to a 10-1 start or better in consecutive seasons. The other coaches are Tony Dungy and Don Shula.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts is the second quarterback since 1950 to start 10-1 or better through 11 games in back-to-back years. He joins Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
You know, this is – we are in rare air.
I agree.
This is weird stuff. Like,
I agree.
This is the greatest of the greatest in the pantheon have done stuff like that's sort of similar to what we're doing, what we're seeing, what we're enjoying, what we should be rejoicing over. This team is doing historically amazing
things. They are.
Things.
And it's hard to believe, you know, 2020 was only 3 years ago. And just how much that was a bottom out. I mean, that was as much a bottom out as we've seen – in years in Philly, I mean, other than the tanking of the Sixers.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You know, and here's the thing, and again, we want to hear from you. What stood out to you yesterday, the last, you know, month? If you're at the game, the rain, the impact on the game with the rain and how you experienced it, if you were in the stands yesterday at 215-592-9494. Look, obviously this team plays with fire, and I don't mean plays with fire emotion. They do that also. But they do, like, there was a movie about 40 years ago called The Year of Living Dangerously. There is a parallel with that title in this squad. I mean, they do play with some fire here, and maybe in the end they'll get bit. Maybe in the postseason they're going to get bit, and we're all going to say, damn it, we saw it through the year that there was many imperfections, and it bit them in the end. And that might happen. I mean, that's obviously possible. But you know what's also possible? This team might win the Super Bowl. And, you know, yesterday they took, I thought, an absolutely enormous.
Oh, we're not obligated
enormous
to lose games?
Huh?
You were telling me that we were obligated to lose games.
I never
games
used the word
this.
Obligated.
Well,
I said
in this stretch
I said I thought they were going to go 3-3. They're now 3-0. No. Like, this team.
So
this,
you've changed your decision on that?
Yeah, like, they've won.
We don't have to bottom out in this.
John, I got my rosary in my hand.
Here,
I might throw it at you right now. And I'm not supposed to throw a rosary.
Hold on. So during this six-game stretch, we can actually come out of this with a positive record?
Here's
like, we
the
could
deal.
Actually be a winning team?
Yes.
Through every section of our schedule?
Yeah. Don't,
because we're a winning team, Joe?
Yes.
How about that?
You want me to just turn the microphone off and go in the corner?
What can the numbers possibly look like now? Because this has got to be confusing for you.
Well, they're at the point now. Here's the crazy thing. I'm so annoyed at you right now. They're at the point now where, like, they could lose to San Francisco and it might not matter. It's weird. That win plus the Kansas City win was so massive for the one seed. I mean, so massive. And I do think they're headed to the Super Bowl. I do think they're going to play Kansas City. And I do think it's going to be Mahomes versus Hurts again and rev it up in February. Look, it's an amazing time to be a Philadelphia sports fan and an Eagles fan, and we want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. I mean, the thrilling victory yesterday, it was a thriller. Credit to Jake Elliott. Took us about 10 minutes to say his name. But without one of the bigger kicks in Eagles history, obviously they lose the game. That was a monster kick in ridiculous conditions. I do think he's above David Akers, and I said that about a month ago. I'll say it again, and that's with all due respect to David Akers. Jake Elliott, I just think, is just amazing. But so is Jalen Hurts. So is Nick Sirianni. Swift did some nice things. Devontae Smith did some nice things. They are surviving without some players that are obviously out injured. I mean, Goddard, we know, has missed a couple games. Lane yesterday. Fletcher was out fairly early. They survived without him. Now, look, those injuries are kind of piling up, and you hope it's not an 0-3 situation where the Eagles ultimately got bit in the postseason because the injuries piled up and they were a lesser team as that thing went on. That happens sometimes. Let's hope that they can get guys back, and they probably will. But, man, oh, man, it's just it's an amazing thing to witness. It really is.